I'm living my best life. I don't know where it's taking me, and that's fine. At least it's what I make it, so I don't mind. Oh no, no, I don't mind. Oh no, 'cause nobody ever makes it out alive. So I'm living my best life.
Everybody, it's Terry
and Sherry,
and it's 30 Years of Nonsense. It's Thursday.
Okay, so let's start out with this. Terry decided that he changed our theme song and didn't tell me.
Yeah, I
have nothing against that song. I actually quite like it, and it is apropos, but I didn't know we were changing our theme song.
Yeah, I was like, life is a highway. It is a highway, but I'm living my best life right now.
It's kind of like a crazy roller coaster or a tilt-a-whirl. Don't you feel like sometimes you get spun and shook and squished and all sorts of things?
Yeah, I do. I mean, life is a highway, but I couldn't find a better song, and I was like, I do love this song. It's a great song.
I do as well, yeah. We are living our best lives. Yeah. I say all the time that now is my favorite time.
Yeah, so we're living our best life. So right. I think we'll keep this in circulation for a little bit.
And until you change our mind again.
Until I change our mind again, and then we'll go from there.
I love when you do that.
I do too. All right, let's finish this song out. Let's okay. Let this play out. All right, let's.
I'm living my best life. I'm living my best life.
That was great. I love that.
You do. So I'll take the segue. We are back to musical history, according to Terry. We were doing this in honor of our birthdays recently, and we're kind of alternating shows. So we're back to Terry today. He's going to take the lead on discussing some of the best songs and his reasons for that. So jump on in and tell us why some of these represent your best life.
Well, so I'm going to talk about the first band, Kiss. Childhood heroes of mine, great band. I loved them. They were great. Kind of along the same kind of lines as Ozzy. They are pretty fundamental in my music development. Four guys dressed up in makeup. And
that was just weird. Yeah. I don't know why it became a thing or why it was so popular, but...
What
was the meaning behind it? I never really studied Kiss, so do we know why they did that?
Yeah, so they were... they were actually representing four different things. So one was like the spaceman. He looked like a space person.
Okay, yeah.
One was the cat.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So there
kind of like the Spice Girls, but
yeah,
before the Spice Girls.
Kind of the same thing. But I mean, it was four guys from New York City, and it was incredible. And they did it, I think, like they don't really talk about it. But
there was a backstory, I seem to remember. You're going to Google this while the song's playing.
I know you are. I mean, when we were down at in Vegas last year, we went to the Kiss Museum.
Yeah.
And they talk about there was basically a shower curtain that was up there, and it was the Superman shower curtain. So only people that were associated closely with the band before they unmasked themselves, because they did unmask themselves. There was actually an album called Kiss Unmasked.
Oh, okay.
Was the first time where they didn't wear makeup.
Okay.
Because they always, had makeup on, so nobody knew what they really looked like. But there were certain people that were allowed behind the Superman curtain.
Okay.
And that curtain now stays in the museum. It's really cool.
Yeah, I had some really funny pictures of you from the Kiss Museum Kiss boots on.
Yeah, I got to wear Gene Simmons boots
and sit
in his chair at his office. It's pretty wild. I mean, and most of the memorabilia is actually owned by Gene Simmons. So he was more of their merch guy, and he kept everything. And I mean, they merched everything from water bottles to light switches.
Ride that if you can.
It was great. It's incredible just to go and see it for the sake of seeing it. It's just a wild, wild opportunity. Well, so this song here, and I mean, Role Models, now that's a great movie.
Well, I was going to say, because you did this in trivia last week, and yep, our friend that is on our team was kicking herself so hard because I knew as soon as I heard the first couple of notes, but I don't always chime in because I like to let other people play.
Yeah.
And I knew it. And if nobody knows it, then I will say after I've given them like their minute to see if they can figure it out.
Yeah.
But I was saying, it's at the end of that really funny movie. Did you ever see Role Models? It's the song he sings at the end. And she's like, I know. But she couldn't get the name of it. And then when it finally came out, she was so mad at herself. So it was really funny.
Yeah. And I think I've talked about my first memories of Kiss from my dad was I had an 8-track player. My dad bought me 8 tracks. And guys, for millennials, those are kind of like cassettes, but older.
Right.
I don't
kind of like us.
Yeah.
I'm like a cassette, but older.
but it was great. I loved, and I still have working 8 tracks, and I still have 8-track player. And I have Kiss Alive 1 and 2 and Destroyer, which is what I'm going to play from today. And it's Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss. And
oh, sorry. I thought you were playing Beth.
No, I'm not going to play Beth today.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, I'm
That's
not
what
playing
I was referring
Beth.
To, obviously.
I know what you were referring to, but I'm not.
But
I'm
I do
play.
Like this song too. This is good. We don't hear this too much.
Yeah, so I'm going to play this Rock and Roll All Night by Kiss, and we'll start things off. Here we go.
Crazy. You say you wanna go for a spin.
fantastic way to start off the show for sure.
Absolutely. And cut back to role models. I love the scene where they're playing this song in the car and they're arguing about the words. And I so agree. So one of the characters is saying that it's part of every day. And the other guy is saying, no, it's party every day. And the guy, I think it's Paul Rudd, says, no, I'm over 40. I can only party part of the day. Yeah, and yeah. I agree with Paul Rudd.
So let me just...
I think that's funny.
It is very funny. So there is a South Korean band, also name is KISS, but this KISS is actually known... their letters for KISS is all caps.
Okay.
And that's what distinguishes between the two bands. Oh, so two bands known as KISS. But
never heard about the other one.
Yeah, yeah, nor have I. But I'm just reading what it said. So an American rock band formed in New York City in 1973 by Paul Stanley, who was the rhythm and lead guitar. Gene Simmons, vocals, bass guitar, Ace Frehley. Sorry, rhythm guitar by Paul Stanley, Ace Frehley's lead guitar, and Peter Criss is the drummer. Now, they take on this persona of... you know, these characters, and it comes from a comic book. And
I didn't know that. Okay.
I didn't know it either. And I mean, their costumes and makeup, the band members took on a persona of a comic book of characters, style characters. So Star Child is Paul Stanley. The Demon is Gene Simmons. And he actually, in the 70s, I don't think he did it much in the 80s, maybe at the beginning, he would breathe fire and spit blood.
Oh,
so
wow.
He was the first guy that did all that kind of stuff.
Even before Ozzy?
Yeah, even before that. And then the Spaceman or the Star Child, they would... that was Ace Frehley.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter Criss was the cat, the drummer.
Yeah, you're
so,
right. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. And then, so they were one of the most prolific rock bands of the 70s,
yeah,
in my opinion. I mean, other people may differ from me. They said, you know, and it says in the information that they kind of died off in the early 80s, but in 83, they went en masse. So it was in 1983, and then they had a resurgence. And with that, they also had a lot of paraphernalia, like I said,
yeah,
like a lot of stuff they were selling.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of went away again, and then they reunited in... 1996, 97, they did a tour, and it was huge, $143 million.
Well, you know, everybody always wants to go to those things. Remember when, like, the Backstreet Boys retoured, and
yeah,
everybody my age, which this would have been 10 years ago, but everybody in their 40s or something was losing their mind because it took them back to their childhood. And so that's why these bands can do so well 30 years later, because people just want to go back to that time in their mind. And like we always talk about, music can transport you immediately back to your youth. So I see why they do it.
Yeah. And I mean, so and what's cool, I didn't get to go to the tour, and I should have, because I didn't know.
In 96, we had a 1-year-old.
No. So their last tour was in 2019, January 2019. They began their final worldwide tour. It didn't finish until December 2023. It was a 4-year tour.
Well, it probably got delayed in 2020 and 2021. Yes.
Because of the pandemic. But they played their last show ever in New York City where they started.
Oh, okay. Pretty cool.
Which is kind of cool. Yeah. I mean, they had 30 gold albums, most of any band in the United States.
Okay. So this isn't the KISS show. What else you got to talk about?
All right. Well, moving on.
That was a lot of KISS information.
It was a lot of KISS information. So the next band I'm going to play is the Jay Giles Band.
Ooh, I like this one.
And again, I'm not going to say they were a one-hit wonder. There were some other songs. But for me, this was the first 45 I ever got.
Yeah, it's very early memories.
First 45 I ever got. I'm going to play the second 45 I ever got right after it.
Okay.
So first 45 I ever got, and... Jay Giles Band, Centerfold.
Yeah.
So
also and a roller
just
skating
so we're clear,
song.
Oh, huge roller skating song. So my mom bought it at Wilco for me, and I still remember the price on it.
Okay.
Because I have it on the label. I still have the 45, and remember I bought all those sleeves so I could protect everything. Now that we have that whole room in the garage just dedicated to my
Your
vinyl,
musical memories.
My musical memories. So anyway, here we go. We got a little Jay Giles Band, Centerfold.
Snowflakes, no one.
Many memories of a 45 playing on my record player in my house.
Weren't you talking about going roller skating this Saturday night?
I did. I wanted to go roller
skating. Apparently, there's a place in Ottawa now, and you were trying to rally up our friends to go roller skating on Saturday night. I don't think anybody can.
No, nobody.
And nobody wanted to hike up to Ottawa anyways. But it was fun. We went a couple of years ago when they had it in Napanee, and I was fascinated by the fact that I didn't fall and break anything. And you were still a very good roller skater.
Yeah,
I know you did it, and I know this sounds lame, but competitively.
Yeah, I did.
It is a little lame.
Don't say that
Everyone's
out loud.
Everyone's going to tease you about that now.
Don't say that out loud, yes. But let me tell you, the Jay Giles Band, I was looking up some data on them as well, and I mean, they used to be known as the Jay Giles Blues Band. They've been around since 1967 as the original Jay Giles Blues Band, and they were from Worcester, Massachusetts.
Oh, we've been there.
Yeah.
Isn't that where we got the Van Toad?
Yeah.
Again, I'm giving away all of your secrets today.
Yeah, yeah.
But
absolutely.
We did go there. There was a motocross race.
There was.
And some things happened. I remember there was a terrible snowstorm.
Yeah.
And then you got the Van Toad.
I did.
Some nonsense in our memories.
Yeah. So they...
You're trying to get off that,
I am,
you?
Totally. Let's just follow this.
Move along.
So moving along. So they kind of the centerfold and then freeze frame.
Right.
They became their big commercial success, and it wasn't until the early 80s. So they were around slugging it from 67 to 80. So even back then, I mean, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then they broke up in 85. And then they had a whole bunch of beginning reunions, apparently, in 99. And then they had a whole bunch right up. They had a bunch of reunions right until 2017 when Jay Gile himself passed away, unfortunately. So and then they just stopped. The band's done.
So, yeah, you can't be the Jay Giles Band without Jay Giles.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, Journey is, I'm not even sure if any members, the original members of Journey are still around.
Oh, okay.
They still go under Journey.
All right.
The only thing that's journeyed is the people.
All right.
So anyway, this next song.
Another fantastic roller skating song.
Yeah. And so, my headphones are
Got distracted because his headphones got unplugged.
Yeah, they got unplugged. But this next song is Whip It by Devo.
Yeah, great song.
Which is hilarious because I saw them last year. Remember, I went to a concert on my own. I was in Toronto and I was like, oh, I'm going to go see B-52s and Devo, and nobody was available. So Devo opened for B-52s on this tour. And I got to be honest, the B-52s played an hour and 10 minutes, I think it was, or an hour and 15 minutes, and then just walked off stage, went, yep, we're done all our hits. They played one of something I didn't even recognize, but Devo was amazing.
Really?
Yeah.
So they stole the show?
Oh, they 100%. I thought they were much better than B-52s, and it was great. I just hung out, and I got to see the show. I think I paid like $60.
Wasn't it at Ontario Place?
Yeah, it was at the old Forum, which is now Budweiser Stage.
I'm still going to call it an Ontario Place.
Yeah, yeah. So it was great. Anyway, I want to play this. It's okay. Devo, Whip It.
And unwind after a busy day. Ah! Raccoon Radio Show with Gino Alash. Hard rock and heavy metal. Every Tuesday from 8 to 10 p.m. on CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston, Ontario, Canada. Stay heavy.
All right, then.
That doesn't sound very relaxing.
No.
He said, when you need to relax. He scared me.
Hey, listen, there's songs for everybody.
I agree. That just frightened me.
Yeah, yeah, a little bit. I just saw your expression on your face, and I was like, well, what are we playing here?
I try and be fair, and I don't like to pick the same promos every week, so I randomly pick them based on whether or not they have an interesting title or if it's one I'm familiar with.
What did it say?
It says Rock'em Radio.
All right, then.
That's
well,
all.
They're rocking them.
Now I know what rock'em means.
All right. Yeah. Okay. So I was looking up some info on Devo. Again, another band that was around for a really long time, 1973. But they did not get the song Whip It, which gave them mainstream. It's been in so many movies and shows,
yeah, absolutely.
Commercials. 1980.
Wow. That's when it came to be?
Yeah. That's okay. When it came to be. And
wow,
then it had
okay.
some. And it only. Although it was their biggest hit, it only peaked at number, I think it was 14 on the top.
Really? It was never number one?
No,
oh,
I don't think so.
Hmm.
Yeah, I think it said it got to number 14.
Okay, well.
Which is crazy.
I'm sure they've made their residual money more than
that. I mean, the merch that they had, you know, the little red hats
they wore? Yeah, they had the hats that looked like, well, red solo cups like, now, but
yeah,
crushed.
Yeah, but polo, almost like a pylon.
Yeah.
They look like pylons. They were selling those for like $50 and people were buying them by the masses. I was like, guys, just buy a pylon, paint it red, do your thing. But yeah, no, it was crazy.
I bet you had one.
I didn't.
Really?
I didn't. Yeah, no,
something
I never did.
Something you didn't have?
Yeah. Stop.
<That's> crazy.
What's this pick on Dairy Day?
It is pick on Dairy Day.
No, I didn't have one. I like the band. I love that song. But again, can you tell me another Devo song?
No.
Yeah. I mean, when they played them at the concert, I was like, oh, this is you guys? I just went because I wanted to see B-52s.
Right.
They're in their 70s. These guys are late 60s.
These guys are still rocking out last summer.
Yeah, they were rocking it. I mean, and they had like crazy changes in outfits the whole time. They were in like lederhosen at one point. Then they were in rubber suits. They changed, like they had so many changes.
Surprised they didn't change that quickly.
Yeah, well, I'm sure somebody helped them. Then at one point, and everything was red. Everything was colored red because of the cone or whatever, but it was just so much fun to watch these guys run around stage, and the light show was great, and the fog machine, it was just a really good show. Anyway, the next band I'm going to talk about is a British band,
okay,
and they're called Bros.
I don't know
Bros.
Them, so tell me about them.
So I'm going to play their song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk about them, and then we'll do our weekend wrap up because it's our roundup because
it's a long weekend.
It's a long weekend. All right, let me put on a little Bros for you.
When will I? Will I be famous? Next to suit of people, with your body in the sun. Yes, you are.
So I was asking, when this was playing, did you even remember this song?
I've never heard that song before, so I couldn't remember it.
Yeah, that's wild. So they were, in my opinion, it's so the band is just a duo. It's Matt and Luke Goss. They're two brothers. They're actually twins from Canterbury, England. So they're, and they started their boy band career in 1986. So kind of the mid 80s. They were, in my opinion, they were the beginning of the boy bands. They were managed by the same manager that managed the Pet Shop Boys earlier on. So
it was cute. Yeah. I just had never heard it before.
So that song was pretty big in the clubs kind of back then, and kind of
I went to clubs.
Yeah.
Why didn't I hear that?
I don't know.
Maybe I did. Maybe I just don't remember.
Yeah. But. I mean, it was this, and then the other song they had was I Owe You Nothing. And that there wasn't really much to them. They broke up early 90s, I think 92, 93. Right. And then they got back together in 2017. They did two shows at the O2 Stadium in London. And that was it. I mean.
So why did this make your list?
Because this song, I have the single, I have the 45, I have the album, and they were just in one of my favorite 80s songs.
That's weird.
I know, and it's so obscure because it is a one, I mean, I have Devo in there as
well. Okay, but that makes sense.
Right, because you know it. But right. For me.
But everyone knows Whip It. No one knows that.
That's not true.
We'll take a vote.
All right.
We're going to ask people when we see them.
Okay.
Anybody knew song number 5 it was or something that you played?
Well, When Will I Be Famous by Bros.
Okay.
All right.
I'm going to ask some people that.
I'm sure you're not.
I'm going to forget the minute we walk out of the station.
So let's talk about our weekend. So everybody, just so you know, if you're listening and you're going to trivia, you're not going to My Trivia. My Trivia got canceled beginning of the week. So the restaurant has some plans tonight that they can't do trivia. We're not doing trivia tomorrow night because it's Good Friday and long weekend. Everybody's away. So we're taking the weekend off.
All right. That's okay. We're going to hop over Friday.
Boom, boom.
That was funny, right. Eh?
Okay, Bunny. That was Bunny. Is that what you said?
That was really cute, wasn't it?
Yeah. All right, so then Saturday, I'm getting up. I'm going to hurling and Irish football, and then we're going to a friend's memorial
for
his father.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
So, unfortunately, a friend of ours' dad passed away, so we're going to his memorial on Saturday. And then I think you're buying a new laptop, I think you said, right?
Yeah, I desperately need a new laptop. If I unplug it for more than about 45 minutes, the battery dies, and I know my children and every single person who looks at my laptop say that I burnt it out by having too many open tabs. Which is how I organize my business, and that's how many tabs are open in my brain, and that's the way it works. But I've had this laptop since the pandemic. I used to be a PC person, and in 2020, I had some time on my hands for some reason and decided to migrate to an Apple product. So my whole ecosystem is Apple now, and I love it. It's literally, I love that computer. However, I've now had abused it for 6 years, so
100%.
It's time. And other than that, we don't have a whole ton of plans, actually. We're not running off to go visit family or anything. We're going to stick local, which is really nice.
We're going to see the France tonight play the Ottawa 67s, I think it is.
I don't know.
So we're doing that.
We're going to do some things. What I did want to talk about, though, because we haven't had an opportunity, was last weekend. So we had a really, I think we mentioned that we were going to Stratford because there was a speaking event.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it actually turned into a really lovely little weekend. So we drove to St. Jacob's, and we always like to, when we go to Toronto or Boston or somewhere, go and see if we can get walk-up tickets to theater. And so we were talking about that with our daughter on the phone, who happened to tell us that in St. Jacob's, where we were staying, Dara Van Hansen was playing. And then literally, we realized it was in the parking lot beside the hotel we were staying at. So we said, well, we may as well get tickets because it would be otherwise just 2 or 3 hours. We would lie around the hotel and, watch the Madison because we were doing that as well.
Yeah.
But we went and saw Dear Evan Hansen again.
We did go see Dear Evan Hansen.
We'd seen it. I forgot how sad it was. I mean, I'd seen it more than once, but I forgot how sad it was. So I was kind of sad because we were watching that. And we were watching the Madison. So there's a lot of somber things going on in my head this weekend. And then we did that. It was lovely. The hotel was beautiful. The play was spectacular. They do great quality theater there, much like the Thousand Island Playhouse does, that level of theater.
Yeah.
And then we went on to go to Stratford on Sunday for my speaking engagement, which I think went pretty well. And then we came home. So it ended up being a nice little weekend. And then it just kind of rolled over into my birthday, and it was nice. But we have not a lot of plans this weekend, which is really nice for us because, oh, you know what, though? You forgot to mention that you might have a special guest on Into the Darkness tomorrow night.
I haven't gotten there yet. Well, you jumped over Friday because you didn't. You hopped over Friday. Okay. So tomorrow night, actually, I'm going to have you on tomorrow night. So it's going to be great. So normally Sherry's pretty tired and goes home with all the gear and stuff and make sure everything gets put away and taken care of, and then I come straight.
It gets in the house. That's it.
That's what I'm saying. It's put away.
Okay.
And then you're home normally on Friday nights, and I come down here and do my radio show after playing at Wild Wing. So, but tomorrow night, you said, in the week, you said to me, hey, listen, we're not doing this. Why don't I come to and hang out with you on...
That's somewhat what I said. What I said is if I was ever going to come, it would be this weekend.
Which is great.
Because we don't have Trivia Friday night. And that means we can have like a nice nap between 6 and 9 p.m. or something, or 7 and 10 p.m. before we have to get back up to come down here for midnight. And I don't have to be up really early for any particular reason yet. I'm hopeful, but I don't have any reason to be up particularly early yet on Saturday morning. So this would be the weekend that I'm going to do it if I'm going to do it. So I'm giving it my best shot, and we are hoping to be here tomorrow night together. I got to look up what the music you're going to play, though. It better be good.
Oh, it's always good.
I know it's always good, but maybe some sherry infusion would be good.
No.
I can't change the vibe?
No, we can change it a little bit in an hour or two. We can change it up. But you're going to actually like it.
So the first year is
reggaeton, reggae, calypso, just the same style of play. And then at 1 a.m. when I switch it over, this week is all remixes and dance party songs. We can dance in here. I dance in here all the time.
Excellent.
That's
what we're doing.
Yeah, that is it. And then somewhere in there, I'm going to eat sushi and watch some motocross.
Okay. That sounds like a perfect weekend.
It does sound like a perfect weekend. But guys, I apologize. We did put out a notice, I think, on Monday right away.
Yeah, I did.
But I still had some teams texting today, as late as later on today, saying, hey, listen, I want to book a table for tonight. And I'm like, there is no tables tonight, guys. It's just not happening. So, all right, let's talk about our next band.
Okay, you love this band, and you have loved this band the entire time I've known you, and I don't even think I really was familiar with them before that, so the voice just reminds me of you.
Yeah, so I'm talking about the Smiths, or Morrissey, because we went and saw Morrissey on his own, and he's still playing Smith songs. He has the rights to them. There was a lot of controversy around that, and I think we actually did a whole show on them one time. I'm going to play this song. It's called Panic. It's great. We'll come back. We'll talk a little bit about them, because the Smiths were just a really big part of my 80s music and have stayed a part of my music kind of for the rest of my life. So, let's go. We got a little Smiths coming your way.
Yeah. Transplant Advocate Association invites you to celebrate Be a Donor Month this April. Be a Donor Month brings awareness to the need for organ and tissue donation in Ontario and inspires people who are not currently registered to do so. In addition, April 7th is designated as Green Shirt Day across Canada in honor of Humboldt Broncos hockey player Logan Boulay, who saved 6 lives after he and several of his teammates perished in a bus crash in 2018. Logan's story encouraged more than 150,000 Canadians to register their intent to donate their organs. In celebration of Be a Donor Month and Green Shirt Day on April 7th, TAA invites the general public to flag raising and proclamation ceremony at Napanee Administration offices at 11 a.m. or in Kingston at Confederation Park in front of City Hall at 5 p.m. Town and city officials will be in attendance at both events, and the public can take the opportunity to speak with any of the members present about their personal transplant journeys.
Ooh, that one hits home.
So yeah, it does definitely for you.
It absolutely does. My sister is a liver donation transplant recipient, and it has been 30 years since her transplant.
Has it been that long?
Yes, because our kids were just babies.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Our son and our daughter were just babies, and they're now both 30. So we wouldn't have her without the generous donation of someone. So I highly encourage people to be a donor, and I'm going to look into going to that event.
Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah. That's really, really good.
I could go in Napanee or Kingston, he just said.
Yeah, well, you could do both, because one's at one time, one's at the other.
I could. That's very tricky of me, but I can, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you want to talk any more about the Smiths?
No, because I think we've Smithed it out in the past. I mean, I love the band. I recommend everybody go and listen to them. You can either listen to them as the Smiths. I mean, the band, they went on and they Johnny Marr, who was... Let me tell you a little bit about them. So Morrissey was the vocals, Johnny Marr guitar, Andy Rourke was the bass, and Mike Joyce was drums. So Morrissey went on, he had a massive career that everybody knows about. Like, he just went on. So let me tell you a little bit about Johnny Marr, who kind of, in the background, had this great career after that that not everybody's aware of. So Johnny Marr, he goes on and... he is, where are we here? Let me just pull this up. All right, so Johnny Marr. So after the band breaks up in 88, or in 89, he joins up with New Order.
Oh, okay.
So he joins New Order. He also plays with Pet Shop Boys. And then he becomes a full-time member of the band The.
Good for this guy.
Yeah. And he collaborates and writes for artists such as The Pretenders, Brian Ferry, Pet Shop Boys, Billy Bragg, Black Grape, Talking Heads, Modest Mouse, Crowded House, and Beck.
Wow.
Yeah. This guy has had a wicked career since leaving. I mean, he's amazing.
That's great.
So, yeah. And then he also worked with Oasis before they broke up the first time. And then, I mean, there's so many people that he went and played. He was such a proficient guitar player.
That's awesome.
So, yeah, it's really neat.
Okay,
yeah,
so who are you going to not talk about next?
Okay, well, I am going to talk about these guys, but I'm going to play their song.
Okay.
And I think I've played them before as well. This is the House Martins. These guys, in my opinion, should have just never broken up. I don't know why they did.
I think they're the same guys as the Smiths.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
I know when I play them, you're like, isn't this the Smiths?
It's one of them. I know that.
No. None of them.
I know. When we do trivia, though.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of the two. I always get it wrong.
Yeah. So the House Martins, they went on, they broke up, and then they became the Beautiful South. And one of the House Martins actually went on to be Fatboy Slim as well. So,
right. We've talked about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's play Little House Martins. I love this song. It's a fun song. It's called The World's on Fire. Kind of apropos.
Sure is.
There's a couple sunbathing on a fisherman lawn in England. It's a house with a view and all you see is green and blue for miles. The local vicar has pretended that the church is well attended this morning. As he wanders with a purpose to the Sunday service, he smiles. Oh, what a beautiful morning. What a beautiful day. What a sickening feeling. That's
There's a couple misbehaving when they should have been praising someday. And there's a bounce and a walk and the neighbors stop to talk for hours. And when eyebrows are raised at the next song of praise come Monday. Oh ho, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful day. Oh, what a sickening feeling. Took us on to make an hour going in away. The hours come out to play with fire. The world's on fire. Say, look out, judge. The flames go higher. The world's on fire. I say, watch those flames lick that fire. The world's on fire. I say, look out, judge. The flames go higher. The world's on fire.
The world. I said, look out, church, the flames go higher, the world's on fire.
Just listening to them just makes me so happy.
Yeah, it's his voice. It's pretty iconic.
Yeah. For me, it's really, really, I just love hearing them. So I'll just tell you a little bit briefly about them, and then we'll jump into the Beautiful South, because we don't have much time. I wasn't sure we were going to fill an hour with this today, but clearly we are. So original band was Paul Heaton. Paul Heaton leaves the band, and he goes on to be part of the Beautiful South when the band breaks up. Stan Kilmore, who was their drummer, he goes on to write children's books.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, he became a children's novelist. Hugh Whitaker and Ted Kaye, and then Norman Cook. Norman Cook, who's pretty famous. Norman Cook is Fatboy Slim.
Okay.
So, I mean, these guys all had multiple careers after that. So it's pretty wild. I really like this.
That's good.
That the band, you know, they had multiple generations of, or iterations of themselves. I mean, Fatboy Slim, before he was Fatboy Slim, was also Beats International. I don't know if you remember that.
I remember you telling me that previously.
Yeah, and then Pizza Man. And Freak Power. So so he basically had a bunch of iterations before he went on to be
continuing to evolve.
Yeah, and then he became Fatboy Slim, and that's where he literally stays now. And that stuck because he became a huge DJ sensation in the UK and around the world. It was literally that time where DJs were taking it to the next level and doing massive venues and massive events.
Very cool.
Yeah. So let's play The Beautiful South. This is an interesting song. It's called Woman in the Wall.
Okay, let's hear it.
Oh, yeah. It's different, let me tell you.
Social, drank about social every night. He enjoyed a pint or two or three or four. She was just a silent thinker, silence every night. He'd enjoyed the thought of killing her before. Well, he was very rarely drunk, but very rarely sober, and he didn't think the problem was his drink. But he
from deep within the wall, made a cross from knitting needles, made a grave from Hoover bags, especially for the woman in the wall. She knitted him a jumper with dominoes on, so he wore it every day and every week. Pretended to himself that she hadn't really gone, and pretended that he thought he heard her speak. And at last it seemed he was really winning, and he felt that he had some sort of will. But all of his new life was set to spinning, and when the rotting wall began to drill, cry freedom for the woman in the wall. She has no voice at all. I hear her cry all day, all night. I hear her voice from deep within the wall. Made a cross from knitting needles, made a grave from Hoover bags, especially for the woman in the wall. Within the wall, made a cross from knitting needles, made a grave from Hoover bags, especially for the woman in the wall.
There's a lot more of that song. That was enough.
That was weird. Why did you play that?
Because I forgot the lyrics of it. I was like, oh, I love this song. And then I was like, I don't know. And then I was like, I don't think it's the song I was thinking.
No, he literally killed his wife.
And he put her in the wall.
I heard.
Yeah. In vacuum bags and then put her in the wall.
That's just weird.
Yeah.
All right. Let's leave it on a higher note than that. Yeah, we will. That wasn't great.
Yeah, yeah. That was different. That's for sure. It does happen, though. I mean, she made him a sweater and put dominoes on it.
Stop talking.
So,
stop
I don't
talking
know.
Now.
Bad sweaters. Anyway, they were around
I'm
for a
while. Shaking my head. If there was a camera on us
it
right now.
It is 30
I'm
years of nonsense.
Shaking my head.
But I got to be honest, this band was around for a long time. So, 89 to 2007, which is way longer than the House Martins. And in my opinion, the House Martins were a much better band. But we would have never gotten the Beautiful South or Fatboy Slim.
Okay.
So, let me play Fatboy Slim for you here.
We're still on this group of people?
We are. They're just... I'm telling
just
you.
Kept going?
I was
going
to read you some children's nursery rhymes when I was done.
Please don't.
From him, from David. But I won't. Anyway, let me play Fatboy Slim. We'll come back quickly and say goodbye.
Okay.
To celebrate you, baby, I have to praise you. have to celebrate you, baby. I have to praise you like I should. I have to praise you. 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 I have to praise you.
So that was a little Fatboy Slim. I mean, he's great. He's part of that group that did the Big Beat Culture.
You have 15 seconds.
All right. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great Easter.
Enjoy time with friends and family.
Yeah, don't eat.